There we go. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 111.10 KBND. Number of the stations, 541-388-1110. If you have something real estate related you'd like to talk about or any of that, go ahead and call in. Love to have you. And, you know, you can always visit my website. You know, I like to do a little shout-out on that. This is the time I'm going to talk about it right now, but this is the time where I send out my market trend report. It's really, really easy. I'm not going to sell your information to anybody. I'm not going to chase after you and solicit you. But if you're interested in really anything that you hear me talking about on the program, if I reference a particular article or a particular piece, I'm more than glad to scan that and send it to you. And on any one of the pages on my website, AskFredJohnson.com, there's a little request sheet there, and you just put in your stuff and say, you know, yeah, you were talking today about the new taxes that were coming out and how Oregon was going to be number two in the country. That ought to get you excited. And you want to read that article, I'd be more than glad to scan it to you so that you can see where I'm pulling that information. Had some really interesting input on some different folks that had liked to come in and be interviewed and share some of their perspective on some of the issues that are happening. I think that we'll find that real entertaining here as the time comes forward. So we have that to look forward to. So you can always, again, go to my website, AskFredJohnson.com. It's your website, too. It's your way to participate within a program. If there's programming, if there's a topic you'd like to hear discussed, or you would like to just simply sign up for the Market Trend Report, all you have to do is just check the box that you're like to sign up for the Market Trend Report. And check the other box down below that says I'm not a robot, and it'll be sent to me, and your non-robot self will receive the Market Trend Report. So there you go. So really, this month's Market Trend Report, the thing that's really, really interesting is there's so much sensationalism. There's a lot of sensationalism and a lot of different things right now. And, you know, yes, we are low on inventory. There's absolutely no disputing that. But this sort of illusion, if you will, that things are just going absolutely brisk and they're just flying off the shelves and all that. The problem is we're not building very fast. So yes, there's a demand there. And when the interest rates bobble a little bit, you know, it doesn't take much that people are just sitting on the sideline ready to come into the market. And they're sort of apprehensive at this point in time. But the most important thing is there's not a lot of new inventory. And as you look around town, you'll see that there's an awful lot of apartment buildings that are for sale. And we've talked about that in the past, that, you know, there seems to be some pressure to try to house as many people in rent-paying apartments as we possibly can and really not create housing that's affordable. And, you know, that's something that is certainly worthy of a show of how we could talk about being able to truly create an entry-level housing component. And what it's going to take, quite honestly, is more land and that. But it's particularly interesting here, and I'm just going to point out a couple of things as I go through the Beacon Report first. And the Beacon Report is done by Beacon Appraisal here in town, and they do a remarkable job and have done it for a considerable length of time. So what it allows us to do is sort of not only see the cyclical nature of the seasons, but also how it has been through the years where we have these high points and low points. And so I'll just start right off with Bend. You know, the median price point dropped down just a little bit. But something that was really quite interesting was the number of sales. The number of sales this last month were 112. Now, we've had that number and it stayed in the mid-200s per month for a very, very long time. But for the last 3 months, for December, January, and February, we've had 98, 84, and 112. The last time we dipped down to 117, which isn't quite this low, was in February of 21, and it has not been this low since before February of 20. So it's really hard for you to make a viable case that, gosh, I'm just so busy, there's just so much happening, I just can't really do anything, when in fact about one third of the sales, the aggregate number of sales that we've had, and this has been a low dip for three consecutive months. And the other thing that's happening is we're starting to see more days on market. Now, that could be reflective of new construction. It doesn't really discern between new construction. So sometimes what a contractor will do is they'll put on a property that's representative of a property that they're building a number of. And then what will happen is that listing will stay in the systems for 2 years. Well, obviously, that looks like a long time on market, when in fact it's just really an advertisement for a property that wasn't specific to a property that has since been bought and sold. Number of building permits, starting to bump up just a little bit here in Bend. But really, the story here in Bend is basically the aggregate number of sales is low. And it's not just specific to Bend. As we move into Redmond, you know, Redmond has been moving, and Redmond actually is pulling some more permits, and they're pulling about 37, 30, 33, 35, 37. That's the last 3 months. And because theirs goes back, theirs has not been this low, and it has certainly hasn't stayed this low for three consecutive months since sometime before February 20, according to this graph. So that's pretty low activity level. But we are seeing a little uptick in building permits up there. You know, the Redmond's pulled about 28 this last month, which is an uptick since, let me see, they haven't pulled that many since May of last year. They pulled 31. But then when we get into some of the surrounding areas, it's really quite interesting. And like Sisters, for instance, had six sales last month, and they've got 2 months' worth of inventory. Median price point there is $575. Sun River had four sales last month. Median price point, $8.25. Lapine had eight sales, and they've got 4 months' worth of inventory. Jefferson County, seven sales. And then the one that's really starting to kind of hit it out of the park a little bit is Crook County. You know, there's an awful lot of building going on over there in that Iron Horse, and they had 15 sales this last month, and there's some new construction, and actually, you know, you can get a pretty decent home for 4.5 new construction over in the Prineville area, which is pretty darn good living here in Central Oregon. And then, you know, days on market and Sisters are up to 44. Now, these outlying areas where I've been giving you some of the statistics here on a monthly basis, some of the outlying areas, because really the volume level isn't near what it is in Bend and Redmond, the statements are quarterly. So what that means is that by quarter, the same graph space can go all the way back to 2010, the fourth quarter of 2010. So here are the number of sales in Sun River. Hasn't been that low since the first quarter of 2014. Lapine doesn't fluctuate that much. In Jefferson County, it dropped down pretty dramatically. It was hovering right around 50 to 75, and it's now down to one third of that at 27. Crook County is holding. It's certainly not blowing it off the charts, but they're certainly holding steady with the cyclical nature. And again, if you want the Beacon Report, I think it's good. It's valuable information. It's got good graphs, and it goes back over time, and it's kind of nice. I'll send it out monthly, and you can sort of compare past issues and see where we are, where we've been, and where it's coming around. But it's really, really, really a good tool, and I'm happy to be able to provide that. But so one of the other things that we're hearing an awful lot of this week, which I think is probably worthy to note, is you know, there's a lot of going on about these bank failures. Oh man, the bank failures! You know, everything's going to go down. I don't mean make light of it, but we have to remember that not that many years ago, 2008, we started on a pretty deep thing. But the one thing that's starting to show itself, which is I think terrifying, which is how the system favors the large banks, the large institutions, and it's sort of they get to play favorites on how they're going to bail them out with this FDIC deal. And so basically what it means is the smaller community banks are much more at risk than some of the larger institutional lenders. And I think that should be terrifying. But just to put it in perspective here, I think that this is pretty interesting. In 2005, 2006, we had 25 bank failures. Okay, that was before things got rolling. And then by the time things got rolling, in 2009, there were 140 bank failures. In 2010, there were 157. In 2011, there were 92. And then it started to scroll down to 18, 15, and that sort of thing. In 2021 and 2022, we had zero bank failures. And so far, we've had two, one of which is being bailed out. So, again, it's an awful lot of noise for really not an awful lot of activity that's happening with those bank failures. It's certainly worthy of keeping an eye on. But really, what's kind of more important, did you notice how fast that FDIC guarantee your deposits up to $250,000 just miraculously got adjusted, and we can cover no matter how many millions of dollars you've got in there, because you're people we like and you invest in things that we like, and so we'll cover your loan and we'll backstop your loan. All that does is gives permission to this lunacy to continue on and on and on, and it doesn't necessarily have us, the consumers, in mind when it's doing that. That money is coming from somewhere, and we'll get to talk about the new tax plan that's coming on. That, as I said, Oregon is going to be combined second highest tax state in the country, and guess which other two states are ahead or around us? Which one's number one and which one's number two? But so we're going to take a little break here. It's the hard part of the hour. Are we there? Okay. And you can always call into the station here. The number is 541-388-1110. Or you can contact me on my website at AskFredJohnson.com. You're listening to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.